This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We're to LA and the welcome in listeners now, 96.5 WCMF Rochester's Classic Rock. And hello to our friends at 1210 The Man in Miami, FLA. And of course, a new time at Portland's Classic Rock, 92.3 KGON. Big show for you today. Head chef in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. All about that delicious French fries. Noah Sherlock coming up. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
We're just talking about the movie Little Mermaid. Hallie, what's her name? Hallie.
Haley.
Haley. What's her name, Ted?
Haley.
I thought it was Halle Berry. It's not Halle Berry.
I think it's Halle Bailey.
Halle Bailey.
Whatever. Some new chicks play Little Mermaid. I was talking about having seen the movie for the first time in the last year, and from a parental point of view, her father was right. You're 16. You're trying to have sex with a human. You're a mermaid. You've run away from home. Like, frankly, he was in the right. But I digress. So people say, look, man, to be fair, the real story of Little Mermaid is way darker than Disney's movie. So that's someone tracking with me. Says, you guys have to see the movie, The Incredible Mr. Limpet. Don Knotts turns into a fish and falls in love.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Don Knotts turns into a fish.
What was it called?
All I know of this movie, it's The Incredible Mr. Limpet, where...
How did Don get that script and go, this is for me?
This is a cinematic masterpiece.
This is the one I want to do.
Let me get this straight. I turn into a fish, and then I fall in love. Count me in.
As soon as I'm done filming Herbie the Love Bug, I'll be over.
The cover art for this movie is awesome.
I gotta see this.
Oh, no.
He's wearing little glasses and looks like he's about to smooch.
Oh, no!
Turned into a fish. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who's our next contestant ready to play the game?
I know technically it's not a fish, but we always say the most sensuous animal is a dolphin. Outside of humans.
We don't always say that.
All right.
We don't say that, Ted. Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey!
Hola,
gentlemen.
Hola. Cheyenne, you playing for Team Sober, Not Sober?
Sober, but not for long.
I'm sorry, say what now?
Sober, but not for long.
Okay.
Sober, but not for long.
All right.
We call that not sober.
All right, Cheyenne, men's room poll. For 1 year, will you be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, be extremely hairy, or be completely hairless?
I'd have to go with 7 feet tall.
7 feet tall for the win.
All right. How tall are you now?
I'm about 5'9".
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, here is your question. According to Greek mythology, who was the first woman on Earth? And much like Eve, she's blamed for screwing things up for the rest of us.
Athena?
Pandora.
Pandora.
Instead of an apple, it was a box. Same result. All right, let's go to the periodic table. HG. HG is the chemical symbol for which element? Hint, it does not start with H. In fact, it does not have the letters H or G anywhere in its name.
I have no idea.
That's the correct answer.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Mercury.
Oh.
You know, HG for Mercury.
Mercury.
It's in retrograde.
See, I'll let you go on Wheel of Fortune with that. I'll take an H as an HG for Mercury, Pat. All right.
You're saying HG. I'm just waiting for the TV.
I know, HGTV. What is Chandler's last name on the TV show Friends?
That would be Bing.
Know your friends.
Yes.
Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jamie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Jamie on Team Sober, Not Sober.
I am not sober.
All right. Jamie, welcome to the program. Our men's room poll for 1 year. Will you be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, extremely hairy, or completely hairless?
I would be completely hairless.
All right. Completely hairless it is.
Are you a hairy dude now or no?
I'm a very hairy guy.
Like how hairy? Like hair on the back, hair on the chest?
There's hair everywhere. Everywhere. Like, I have hairy ankles.
Oh, okay. What about like your toe knuckles? You have the hairy toe knuckles?
I mean, literally, it's everywhere. I'm looking at my body right now. It's everywhere.
Where's the hairiest part of your body?
The hairiest part of my body is my face.
Okay. If we sat you naked in a zoo, how long would it take for people to realize you're not one of the animals?
It'd probably take a while.
All right.
Here's your question. What type of nut is the ground nut more commonly referred to?
A peanut.
Yeah. Oh, one and done. For the hairy
I've never heard that before in my life.
Ground nut?
The ground, yeah.
Well, where else are nuts? Mostly in trees, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's, well, it's a root nut, I guess.
Thank you, Miles. I cleared that up.
It's a root nut.
Well, like cashews grow on a piece of fruit.
It's not really a nut. Cashew's not a nut.
Yeah, it's a fruit. That's why it grows on the
fruit. I mean, they are like in a nut can. I mean, they're basically nuts. I get what you're saying.
The planters has been lying to me for years.
They have
Look,
been.
Man, they call them nuts because it seems more like a nut than a fruit. It's like tomatoes, right?
That's why they're so much more delicious.
But they taste like crap, so we just call it a vegetable.
Cashews are the king of the nuts.
It's not a nut.
Well, they can be because they're not a nut.
Right. It can be a king, but it's a lonely kingdom.
They're great, but there's a reason they're so good because it's not a nut.
It's not a nut. It tastes better than nuts because it's not one.
Hey, you hang out with enough nuts, you become a nut.
Okay. Game's Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
That's just life advice.
Hello, Ivan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Vicholas.
Hola. Ivan, you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober today?
Unfortunately, sober.
That's all right. Ivan, our men's room poll. Pick one to be for a year. Will you be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, extremely hairy, or completely hairless?
I would choose 5 feet tall.
You're going to go 5 feet tall.
How tall are you now?
5'8".
Okay. By the way, regarding the incredible Mr. Limpet, that is the movie featuring Don Knotts, who turns into a fish and then falls in love. I cannot believe there's so many people are into this. But first of all, they point out it's a cartoon fish. It is also a Disney movie, right? Because Disney has no problem with interspecies dating. And it says, hey, whoever recommended the incredible Mr. Limpet, thank you. I saw ads for it as a kid. I've always wanted to watch it, but I never knew the title.
Okay.
That terrifies me.
How old is that person?
You're an adult now. All right, here's your question. It's multiple choice. 24, 26, 28, or 30. How many letters are in the German alphabet?
26.
Yep. Nope.
30.
30.
Yeah.
Why cunnilingus better, yeah.
Yeah.
More letters.
Yeah, more letters to run through. Hawaiian alphabet is worse with only 14 letters.
Terrible.
Yeah. Must say words out loud. Mulika Malilaka. Your question, who was the U.S. president during World War I?
Jimmy Carter?
Jimmy Carter.
Oh, so close. So close. Only off by about 60 years.
Roosevelt.
Woodrow Wilson. He gets no credit, man. Even when I saw the question today, I'm like, I feel bad because I'm not sure.
That's what they should have named Viagra.
What's that?
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson. Grow your Woodrow. I think John Thomas would have been. Your question, every episode of Seinfeld contains an image or a reference to what superhero?
Oh, wow. Damn it. I watched this show and I remember Superman?
Yeah, comes up all the time.
Okay. Well done.
Very Does good. He wear underwear?
Why?
Superman.
But why? Do
he
we, know, do we know why?
He's a superhero fan.
Yeah, I think
Larry David loved Superman or something?
Him or Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, one of them. So they put it in. And he does wear underwear. It's on the outside. Basically, Superman dresses like a crazy old man. He has a onesie on, and then he put his underwear on the outside. It's like your grandfather when you visit him when he's 87, and he greets you on the front porch like, he has his underwear on the outside. Just mm-hmm. And he put Put a belt on, too. Just let it go.
The one thing I always notice about Seinfeld is he has the same bike as I do. So whenever I see it hanging on the back, I'm like, that's my bike! It's old, though. You know, the bike's
Yes, I know it's old, because Seinfeld is going to ask you about
93,
that.
94. I'm like, that's my bike! Great. I need a new bike. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
That's my bike.
It is.
I don't know why that's funny.
Because the show started you see, 25 years ago.
They're on cell phones. You know, like,
it ended in what, 97?
Yeah, they got like cordless, you know, home phones and stuff. You know, I'm like, okay, that's the same age as my bike. Great.
Hello, Troy. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Hola.
Hola. Troy, sober, not sober.
I'm sober.
All right, Troy, welcome to the show.
Unfortunately.
Troy, our men's room poll. For 1 year, would you like to be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, be extremely hairy, or completely hairless?
I can't get much hairier, so I'm going to go 7 feet tall.
7 feet tall.
How tall are you now, my fuzzy friend?
I'm about 6'2".
6'2". And you said you're very, very hairy. And the reason I ask you this, you're calling from Kentucky, and I got to think that it is remarkably humid and awful right now, right?
It is.
So as a hairy guy, I mean,
what's it like being a 6'2" hairy man in Kentucky?
It's kind of socially accepted to be very hairy in Kentucky. So
that's okay.
It's run of the mill. It's Kentucky.
Yeah. I know. I just feel like when you're really hairy and then it's humid, it's worse.
Well, yeah. Oh, and it's hot and sticky. My grandmother says it's been thunder showers every day. It's 90 degrees. She's dying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the cutting the hair off doesn't help any. It's just as bad.
I don't know, friend. I just shaved my legs, and I'm 5 degrees cooler.
I bet you are.
Have we posted that picture yet?
Of the hair? Now, Rob is just enjoying it for herself on her phone. Don't hog it.
We'll let you know when that picture goes up. This is from two legs. There should not be this much hair from two legs of a human being. All right, here's your question. Miles, I know you'll get excited about it. I don't know if you know the answer. Which of the following means rain when added to a cloud's name? Nimbus, Stratus, or Cirrus?
I mean, I know it.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Of course I do.
I'm a genius.
I'm going to guess Cirrus.
Nimbus.
It is a bag of Nimbus. That's a weatherman insult.
That's right. You Nimbusle. Hey, Troy, hold the line, okay? We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Big Guy. Okay. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA, you are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head Chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes. All about delicious French fries. Head Chef coming up after the game known as Big Dummy. 844-999. Ola, we've got Troy on the line playing for Team Sober. And Troy, you're now on question number three.
Troy, before we get to you, I'm sorry, the Mr. Limpet updates keep coming in. So.
Oh, hey.
Finally, we have a synopsis of what this movie's about. It's a movie that stars Don Knotts. As we understood it, he turns into a fish, falls in love. This is the description of the incredible Mr. Limpet. By the way, it came out in 1964. But it says, meek and mild-mannered bookkeeper Henry Limpet has few passions in life. It's mid-1941, and he would love to join the Navy, but he's been rated 4F. His friend George Stickle is in the Navy and lays it on pretty thick. If Henry could have one thing, it would be to become a fish. Now, while on a visit to Coney Island, Henry falls into water. Miraculously, he gets his wish. Now that he's a fish, he makes friends. That would be Lady Fish and Krusty the Hermit Crab. He loves his new life. He also uses his abilities to help the U.S. Navy locate and sink Nazi U-boats. This guy is getting it done. You follow me? That is incredible for Mr. Limpet the fish. All right, Troy. Here is your question. Which organ secretes insulin?
Which organ secretes insulin?
That is correct.
The pancreas.
Okay. Wow.
Very good. All right. Good talking to you. Game's Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Talia. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola. Talia, are you sober or not sober today?
Sober.
Sober, Talia, welcome. All right, Talia. Men's room poll for 1 year. You're either going to be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, be extremely hairy, or completely hairless.
I'm going to be 5 feet tall.
5 feet tall. How tall are you?
5'5". So okay. It's not that much of a stretch.
All right. You can deal with it.
I say you go for 7 feet tall. See what it's like.
None of my clothes would fit. I'd have to buy all new clothes.
Well, they're not going to fit if you're 5 feet tall either.
I mean, they work a little better, I guess.
All right. Just say you're wearing capris. All right. Here is your question. The Naismith Award. The Naismith Award is an award given for what college sport?
Oh, basketball?
Yeah. Okay, very good.
Yeah, you got it. You got it right.
You invented the game.
Nice job.
Uh-huh.
Game is Big Dummy. One and done. 844-999. Ola.
You know what his first name was?
Big Dummy.
John.
James.
Was it James?
Isn't it James Naismith? I'm not confident anymore.
Hello, Marshall. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hola. Hola. Marshall, you on team sober, team not sober?
I am sober. I'm sitting here at work.
Okay. All right, Marshall, men's room poll. Pick one for a year. Will you be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, be extremely hairy, or completely hairless?
I'll have to go 7 foot tall.
7 feet it is. Okay.
All right, here is your question. It's multiple choice. Whale, bird, or mammal, which type of animal undertakes the world's longest migration each year?
I'll say whale.
You guess what?
Whale.
That was my guess. I thought for sure.
I thought it was the blue whale.
I thought for sure. That's what are the other choices? It's either a bird, a mammal, which case would be whales, or a, Sorry, whale, bird, or mammals, man.
Bird.
It is, in fact, a bird. So this is a bird, the Arctic tern. It's round trip. Keep in mind, just to get laid, just for the annual booty call, this thing, its round trip is over 21,000 miles.
Huh.
21,000 miles. To get some bird butt. All right. Your next question. Name either one of the two countries that are not part of the United Nations. There are 195 countries on Earth right now that are officially recognized. 193 of them are part of the United Nations. These two are not. And you've heard of both.
Is one of them the Vatican?
Okay.
Well done, man.
Very good.
Can you guess the other one? It'd be the opposite side of the Vatican, Palestine.
Oh, okay.
So the Vatican and Palestine, not part of the UN. Every other country.
Why is Palestine not in there?
I don't know if it's a matter of, like, Israel's not going to recognize that they're there, right? Which is all problematic. Right. So I'm assuming that's what it is. But I don't know.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Big
Hello,
Dummy.
Cameron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey!
Hola.
Hola. Cameron, are you sober there or not sober?
I'm sober.
Sober, Cameron. Welcome to the show. All right, in honor of our 5 foot guy in the video that's making the rounds, for 1 year, will you be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, extremely hairy, or completely hairless?
I'd pick 7 feet tall.
I'm going to go 7 feet. People want to be 7 feet. I don't know. I do not want to be seven feet tall. I think it would be more problematic than being 5 feet.
Well, it's just most of the people I've met that are exceptionally tall are not happy about it for different reasons. People I've met that are exceptionally short, it's not to the degree of bagel guy, but right, there's some unhappiness with it. Guys that are 7 feet tall, whether it's pain, lack of clothes, nothing fits for them. Either way, they sound like they both suck.
I think it just goes down the path of, like, all of us that are under 6 foot are going to be like, dude, I would love to be seven foot
tall. Sure.
And I think everybody that's over 6 foot would be like, oh, I'd rather be, shorter would be easier.
I don't know, man.
I just want to dunk.
It doesn't mean you can dunk just because you're 7 feet tall. You should be able to.
Yeah.
All right, here's a quick multiple choice. 15, 21, or 24. How many states end with the letter A?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
15.
I'm going to let Miles try to count. Mm-hmm. Keep going. Keep going.
Oh, my God, dude.
There's a ton of them.
Yeah.
Are you seriously trying to count every state?
I am.
That ends with the letter A.
I'm just going to take a stab here then and go, based on my counting on my fingers, I'm going to guess around 14.
21. 21 okay. States end with the letter. I can't.
I mean, I can name
Alabama,
Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia,
Dakotas.
Iowa, Alaska, Indiana, Arizona,
Minnesota,
Oklahoma, Jesus, Louisiana.
Right, it goes on and on.
Alabama.
Close.
Right, so I mean, I could not believe there were that many. But yeah, the 21 states end with the letter A.
Nevada.
Yes, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
All right, your next question. The line, greed, for lack of a better word, is good. It can be heard in what movie?
Oh, boy. I have no idea.
Wall Street. Gordon Gekko.
Gordon Gekko.
That's the dumbest name.
Is your dad working another airline, bud?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's a very serious question for you. What is the Count's full name on Sesame Street? He's Count Von what? How do you confuse the Count for Dracula? They look nothing alike.
Count Von Number.
Count Von Count.
Oh.
It is just Count Von Count.
Counts.
Yes.
That's Ted.
Your next question. The U.S. Midwest experienced a severe drought known as the Dust Bowl during what decade?
1930s.
Wow. Nice. That was impressive.
Well done.
Yeah, I never would have got that one right.
Really?
No. I just don't.
You don't have to learn about all that crap in school. Like,
I'm sure I did, but it just never stuck. Like the Dust Bowl wasn't one of those things where we're like, oh yeah, Dust Bowl. Let me study this more.
Did you ever read The Grapes of Wrath?
I'm sure I did. I'm sure I had to. I just don't remember too much from it.
1930s, the Dust Bowl, where every picture taken, instead of saying, say cheese, it was say misery.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone smiled in the decade of the 1930s.
Probably not. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Red beer and beer switches.
Hello, Mike. Mike, are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
What, do you want some downers there, Mike?
What's that?
I said, do you want some downers?
Oh, no, I'm just drinking Natty Ice.
You're drinking Natty Ice.
All right. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, our men's room poll. For 1 year, would you like to be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, be extremely hairy, or completely hairless?
I'd go 7 feet.
You go 7 feet tall.
Yeah, 7 feet tall and drunk.
By the way, if you'd like to vote on our men's room poll, follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. And if you'd like to see all the hair that Ted shaved off of his legs, follow us on Instagram at Men's Room Live. And you can see that big pile of hair. It's all fun and games on our social media.
Lovely stuff. And you want to look at it after eating. All right, here's your question. What rock band's debut album was titled Pipers at the Gates of Dawn?
Oh, damn. I don't know.
You've heard of this band.
You have.
Oh, geez. No, I don't know.
I'll give you some more hints. Had an album called Uma Guma.
Nope, still don't know them.
No.
Had an album called The Wall.
Animals.
Oh, Pink Floyd.
There you go.
Pink and the Floyds.
Right. Oh, goddamn, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pipers at the Gates of Dawn. It's about this crazy woman named Piper, and they're like, dude, she's outside. All right, your question. Which playing card is known as the Devil's Bedpost?
The Joker?
The Jack?
Four of Clubs.
Four of
the Devil's Bedpost. Yes.
All right.
Next time you look at the card, think about it for a second.
I'm going to try that move.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What rank is the U.S. Navy equivalent of an Army's 5-star general?
The Marines? I don't know.
I don't even understand how you got to that answer.
Rear Admiral?
Fleet Admiral.
Fleet Admiral.
Oh, goddamn.
Okay, fleet in the rear.
Who was the only fictional character in Time Magazine's list of 100 most influential people of the century? As a hint, it's an animated character. And actually did carry a lot of it at a time when everyone was paying attention to this particular TV show. This particular character definitely wielded a lot of influence. Merchandising, everything.
The Duff Guy, I don't know.
The Duff Guy. The Duff Guy, Mike?
Close, but Bart Simpson.
Wow, the Duff Guy.
Oh, my God.
Question five. The Duff Guy. That was amazing.
It is. So I've been amazed with this in general.
That was the worst answer I've maybe ever heard in my life.
No, I think Marines was the worst answer.
All right, okay.
You know, what position in the Navy is equivalent to a five-star general? The answer is Marines. But, like, well, holy hell. What U.S. city is known as the biggest little city in the world? Miles loves this place.
Comes with an eye patch.
It is awesome.
This little city.
Come to see the craziest thing here. The man who can walk on his own power. Look at him. No assistance needed. He's just walking. Isn't that amazing?
I don't know. Bridgeport, Connecticut. I don't know.
Bridgeport, Connecticut.
So close. So close. Reno, Nevada.
Yeah.
The biggest city in the world. More eye patches per capita than anywhere else in America.
They have an eye patch store.
That's what an iPad is. It's the place that you place your glass eye. What are the first four digits of Beverly Hills zip code?
I have no idea.
Think about the TV show,
Mike.
Yes,
you do.
What was the TV show called? Beverly Hills.
9166? Or,
I'll let you try that again.
What did you say?
901?
Yeah?
90120.
9021. Red numbers, wrong order. 9021.
God damn it.
Looks like he's just disgusted.
I mean, the only reason I got that answer right is because of that show.
Yeah, that's the only way you would
nobody
know.
Else would know it.
Multiple choice, 4, 5, or 6. How many states are in Australia?
6.
Oh my God, he got it.
Wow.
Sweet.
All right.
Yeah. Sweet.
Feel good about yourself.
Thank God for multiple choice.
Yeah, I feel like most natty ice drinkers are a little more peppy.
He's a pretty
know, man.
Yeah, usually I see somebody slamming a 24 natty ice and just screaming at stuff.
Yeah. Not our friend there. Oh,
hold this beer. Game is Big Dummy 844-999 Ola. Who's our next contestant? Ready to play the game?
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Big
Hola.
Dummy.
Hola.
Josh, you're playing for Team Sober, Team Not Sober today.
Sober
Josh, welcome to the show. Okay, Josh, our men's room poll for 1 year. Will you be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, be extremely hairy, or completely hairless?
I'm going to have to go with 5 feet tall. I want to be 7 feet tall.
How tall are you now?
Or hairy. 5'9".
5'9", okay.
By the way, I just want to point out our last caller, very popular with everyone.
What do they say?
Oh, not a negative thing, that's for sure.
No, no chance.
Nothing negative. Not a single negative thing.
We'll read one of the comments.
No. I can't because it has too many expletives.
Oh, I see.
And the FCC will not allow me to relay the comments about the last call. All right, here's a question. What animal's teeth were used as knife blades by the natives? What animal's teeth were used as knife blades by the natives?
Knife blade.
Big Sheila's teeth. You see them, Dave?
We'll go with cougar.
Wolf. It'll make absolute sense. I think that's a knife. You need to cut some stuff.
I'm going to go alligator.
Beaver.
Beaver.
Oh, yeah.
Beaver. Right. Everything else punctures stuff, but as far as a knife goes, I guess the old beaver. Beaver teeth.
Tell you what, man, you get a beaver on your property, it's hard to get him out.
Have you had a beaver on your property?
No, but
I mean, I'm just asking, like, I hear you say that, and I even believe you. I'm just curious, like, have you ever had to deal with a beaver on your property?
No. I never owned something that was property.
Instead, you deal with human excrements on your property.
Yeah, but my buddy, he's got a piece of property, and he's got a beaver problem.
Wait, how many beavers? Is it like a family of beaver?
Like I think it's
colony?
Like two of them.
And what, are they just vicious or?
No, they just dam up stuff.
Well, I know that part, but I mean, like, if you chase them away with a broom, like, are they coming back? Do they fight?
They just keep coming back, and, like, I don't know, like, you got to trap them or something, because you can't just kill them, I don't think.
Ah.
And then, yeah, they just knock down trees, and then they dam up the thing so it's not feeding into the pond like he wants.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't want to deal with
beavers. I'll give Josh one more question for the break.
All right, Josh, here's a question for you. Here is the question. What North American country introduced Hawaiian pizza?
We got three of them to choose from.
Not a lot of choices.
Yeah.
What North American country? I don't know. Canada.
Oh,
Canada.
You got it right.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
Very good. Maybe you should have made that multiple choice instead of
it kind of is.
North America.
There's only three of them.
It's really not, apparently. It's not multiple choice.
Good Lord, man.
More Big Dummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. We don't call Big Dummy for nothing. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, Jeff on the way. Tenth Meat and Potatoes is all about delicious French fries. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Big Dummy!
Fast cars and fast women, bitches.
Hola. Nick, you sober or not sober?
Company vehicle, sadly, I'm sober.
All right, welcome to the show, Nick. Okay, our Men's Room poll, Nick. For 1 year, will you be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, be extremely hairy, or completely hairless?
Well, my wife thinks I have a perfect amount of hair, and I have massive back problems. I'd rather go to 5 foot.
All right. Okay. How tall is your wife?
Well, that's the kicker. She's 5'4".
Okay. Fair enough. We call that doing the Tom Cruise. Ain't no thing, man. Mm-hmm. He wears platform shoes all the time. No one makes fun of him.
This is true.
Actually, a lot of people make fun of him. I'm trying to be nice. All right. Here is your question. In 2004, what golfer ended Tiger Woods' reign as the number one men's player in the world?
God, I don't follow golf. That's my father-in-law. Let's go with Phil Mickelson.
That's not a bad guess.
Any guesses?
Rory McIlroy?
No. It's obvious when you hear it. I didn't get it right either. VJ Singh.
What year?
2004.
VJ Singh?
VJ Singh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Never would have guessed it.
VJ Singh! What is Indiana Jones searching for in the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade?
He is searching for the Holy Grail.
All right.
Nice job, Nick.
Okay,
I honestly couldn't remember.
Well, there's what, three that we in our era? Or
there's
was there
three,
only two?
And honestly, there were three in our era, and I enjoyed all the movies. And honestly, I never remember what he's looking for because somehow, like, that never mattered to me. The movies were just fun. He's going to get in fights. People get shot. People die. It didn't matter what he's looking for. I just like the situations. Mm-hmm. You know?
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hello.
Hola. Mike, you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober today?
Sober.
All right, Mike, welcome to the show. Okay, men's room poll. For 1 year, will you be 5 feet tall, 7 feet tall, extremely hairy, or completely hairless?
No doubt about it. 7 feet tall.
7 feet tall it is. Well, as far as our contestants, 7 feet tall is in the lead right now. But if you follow us on Twitter, at Men's Room Live, you can get the voting, and we'll get the numbers for you next time.
I will say there's an irony to this. A lot of people are picking 7 feet tall, which surprises none of us. But everyone who is very tall already who's been commenting, they're like, it's awful.
Oh, really?
None of them are like, oh, this is a great thing. But, like, it sucks. Anyone who's been 6'8 or taller that's chimed in. Hates it.
Try 5'6.
7 foot it is. All right.
I mean, look, I hear you, tall people, but, like, I'm 5'9, 5'10. Like, I want to be tall.
All right, here's your question. We said how many states end with the letter A. Now, how many states end with the letter O?
O.
O.
Oh, let's see.
Seven.
Well, hold on.
I'll let Miles count. I know how this goes.
Just give me a second. It won't take forever. I will say two.
What two are you thinking?
Idaho and Ohio.
Oh, so you don't care about Colorado or New Mexico? That's it is. Whatever, man.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening in Clovis, Miles doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's unbelievable. He just
totally forgot all about you. Good morning.
I know. It's terrible, man.
Yeah, and you're always saying you hate green chilies. It's weird.
I know. It's unbelievable working with you.
I love green chilies.
All right, we're going to do a road trip. We're going to do a road trip from WAAF in Boston to KISW in Seattle. What interstate highway connects Boston to Seattle?
Boston to Seattle.
Mm-hmm. I drove on it once on my way to Chicago. That's where I stopped in Mount Pelier, Ohio, where the KKK was staying at the same motel as me. That was an exciting time.
I-85.
90?
I-90.
I-90.
All the odd numbers go north to south, even numbers go east and west. Just for future reference, just so you know.
Uh-huh.
All right, what event inspired Herbert Morrison's famous quote, "Oh, the humanity"?
It's when the Hindenburg blew up.
Yeah. Hubert was a famous radio guy in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Was he a famous guy from Morgantown, or
no,
was he from Morgantown?
He was from Morgantown.
And because you're from Morgantown, and now say he's famous.
No, he was on the radio there. So, of course, when you go...
That's why he was there, Miles, to cover it.
Well, when you go to the radio station, they have a picture of him. And then they, of course, right beside that, they have the Zeppelin, the actual Led Zeppelin picture.
If he had not covered the Hindenburg, would he place on a wall in Morgantown?
No. Right. Absolutely not. Right. No, I mean, he'd moved on. He was working in New York and radio.
Oh, okay.
So, but right. He was from
Morgantown. He started in Morgantown.
That's right.
West Virginia roots.
That's it. You know it, man.
And he wanted to tell everybody.
CLG alumni, just like me.
Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes is all about delicious French fries coming up after Big Dummy.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.